From Studio F, high atop Five Bush Media World Headquarters in Rochester, New York, it is Top of the Tower, our pre-Thanksgiving 2017 edition. A reminder, of course, as always, turkeys cannot fly. There is one big news story that we will get to this week, and it is, of course, the continuing fallout from the merger of CBS Radio into Entercom. Before we get there, a reminder that it is holiday shopping season, and if you are looking for just the right gift for just the right radio person, we've got it for you in the form of Tower Site Calendar 2018. We are almost out of the signed limited numbered editions. There are still just a few of those left. If you get to the store at fivebush.com, you can still get your hands on one of, I think, about 10 of those that are left. We still have plenty of the regular calendar, though, as well as the broadcast historians calendar that John Schneider puts out, full of fantastic pictures of fantastic historical broadcasting buildings. Those are all available for your enjoyment at fivebush.com. They do make great holiday gifts, and they support what we do here at the Top of the Tower podcast, so check those out. On to the big story for the week. We now know what the fallout looks like, at least what the beginning of the fallout looks like, as CBS gets taken over by Entercom. We know that there were three major format changes that took place on day one. Format change number one was in New York City, where AMP Radio 92.3 left its top 40 format Friday morning and became Alt 92.3. The exact same thing happened in Dallas-Fort Worth at Alt 103.7, the former AMP 103.7, KVIL. And then in Chicago, kind of a surprise, as WJMK 104.3 dropped its classic hits format, and it became a throwback R&B format as 104.3 Jams. Who better to break all of this down than Radio Insight's own Lance Venta? He joins us once again from Radio Insight World Headquarters in New Jersey to help explain what's going on and what we can expect to see happening next. Okay, so it's been an interesting first few days out there. I think Entercom in some ways may have been moving faster than some of us at least expected, although we knew that Alt was coming to at least a few markets. You had written about that. Did we expect it all to come so fast?
I don't think anybody expected it to go down that fast, but the way Entercom acted, they were like, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're here. This isn't CBS Radio anymore. We're Entercom. This is how it's going to be.
And I have to say, I'm seeing some enthusiasm from a lot of people that I know who had been CBS Radio employees and who are now part of Entercom, saying they're feeling a sense of excitement. They're feeling like the company is really looking to invest in ways that that maybe CBS wasn't so eager to do towards the end. Are you hearing that as well?
From about 98% of the people, yes. If you're in Seattle, I don't know if you feel that way, but that's another story.
That's true, and we are seeing some confusing things happening from the West Coast. KMPS in Seattle, one of now, I think, what, three country stations that Entercom ends up with, at least for now in that market. There was some very contradictory information coming out over the last few days about whether the air staff we thought at first was gone. Now we're hearing maybe not so fast.
Yeah, pretty much. Late Friday night, basically, Entercom came in and said, okay, you're going all Christmas. One of the jocks posted the next day that they were all fired, and then she had to then come back and basically comment that no, none of them were fired. Then another jock said, oh, we're not fired yet, but I was planning on leaving at the end of the year, so I'm going to leave now instead. And the other ones are pretty much just hanging in the wind till they know what's going on.
It's weird. We know there had been this secret lab, if you will, in which these alt formats had been being developed. Then we had some unexpected moves like Chicago, where I don't think any of us really saw the throwback R&B coming. And then we're seeing some areas, too, where the staffing moves have been kind of interesting. We know that they announced a lot of the new Entercom staff early on. And then New York City, as soon as Entercom took over on Friday, one of the immediate announcements was that Mark Rayfield, the market manager there, who had been a 30-year CBS veteran, mostly in Philadelphia, and then for the last few years in New York, on day one, he was gone, and no new market manager had been named. So there's still kind of some of these moves that that still have to be settled out, right?
Well, I think in that case, and I think Tom Taylor said the same, they have somebody lined up, they're not contractually able to get him in place yet. whether it's because he's sitting out a non-compete or is still employed elsewhere, I don't know.
All right, so we've had a couple of days now to get used to the new Alt 92.3 in New York. This is the first time that we've had a modern rock station on a full New York City signal since, what, the end of WRXP 5 years ago?
Right, 2012, the second attempt at the RXP, which was the placeholder between the end of FM News and the sale to become WFAN-FM.
It was kind of an underappreciated station, really, I think, in retrospect.
No, and it did tremendously well, considering it had no marketing, no staff outside of two people in Chicago operating it.
Introducing the all-new Alt 92.3. It's been years since you've been able to hear alternative music on the radio, and let's face it, the last station that played it wasn't very good. We are New York's new alternative. We aren't like other radio stations. We are 10,000 songs in a row without interruption. We aren't going to play any commercials for a while. We are here to stay. Alt 92.3. Welcome to the club. We are thrilled that you've joined us for this journey. The all-new Alt 92.3, New York's new alternative.
Right, you're down there in signal range. How does the new Alt sound early on? Give us a first listen. We know that they took off all of the former AMP talent. I was a little surprised, perhaps, that at least a few of them, particularly Astra in the afternoon, didn't stay on. But the whole thing right now is running jockless, right?
Well, apparently with the staff, it seems that the morning show, Showboy and Nina Hassaj, I think her last name is, are being retained by the company to probably be moved elsewhere. I don't know if he came from their regional Mexican station in Dallas. It's possible that he's heading back there. I don't know.
Save Showboy.
Showboy. But the Alt itself, like when they launched, they accidentally gave away where the format was developed. I'm driving in the car on Friday afternoon and hear a sweeper for Live 105 in San Francisco, which of course is the cluster where the new Entercom head of alternative, Michael Martin, was based as the head of CHR for CBS with the 99.7 Now, which is now a Bonneville property.
It's got to be neat to have all that talent to draw from, not just in the music arena, but also just some of the former CBS staff that Entercom can draw on now, people like John Butler in news and Mark Chernoff in sports. But let's get back to Alt here. How are they making this format work distinctively in New York City?
Well, the first day, the playlists were identical for New York and Dallas. At some point over the weekend, they did go off onto their own music logs. And I've noticed even starting to see some differences between the playlists. Alt New York is starting to even do a little more in terms of the pop alternative crossover. Halsey's Bad at Love has been added and is in probably in medium to heavy rotation. But so they are making an attempt to make it a little more mass appeal than, say, some of the other long-term alt stations in the rosters, such as a K-Rock in Los Angeles or Live 105.
Yeah, and K-Rock in L.A. is such a species unto itself, you wouldn't want to try to replicate that anywhere.
Right. But again, there seems to be an over-reliance on some of those songs that are so uniquely California hits, like bands like Sublime, 311, even the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I knew you were going to say Sublime.
That always seemed that were massive hits for K-Rock, for KOME in San Jose, for 91X in San Diego back in the 90s, that have stuck around as golds and recurrents for so long out there, but never were really as massive elsewhere as they were in California, are part of the playlist that I'm hearing in both New York and Dallas. At time, maybe they test better than they do in these markets going back, but I'm not sure if that's the right play either. And over time, it'll be interesting to see if that gets adjusted.
Too soon.
Another band like that also I've heard is No Doubt.
We should mention, too, and it's easy to overreact to some of these things. I'll give you an example from my own reporting. I had mentioned in Northeast Radio Watch this week, I'd picked up on a report that the KYW, the now Entercom all-news station in Philadelphia, was running some content from the CBS network top-of-the-hour newscasts. And that was unusual because CBS top-of-the-hour in Philadelphia has always been the province of 1210 WPHT. Well, I put that out there and got the word back that, yeah, in fact, they are doing some of that on KYW. But, A, it's only overnight. It's not during most of the day. And second of all, it's not new to Entercom. This was actually something that CBS has been experimenting with quietly overnight for the last few months, and nobody really had noticed. So, yeah, you can certainly get too excited about some of these things. We probably need to temper at least some of our speculation a little bit in that respect. But let's come back around to this alt format issue. We know Entercom now has launched it in New York and Dallas. We know they are not the only ones getting on this alt rock bandwagon. iHeart, as you had mentioned in your reporting, had put its brand via its alt project HD subchannel on one of the HD subs of 104.3 in New York earlier last week to kind of stake a claim to it. And then late Monday night, kind of at this weird middle of the 9 o'clock hour, all of a sudden, iHeart flipped very abruptly in Detroit on 106.7. They took what had been 106.7, the D, and they flipped that to alt 106.7. Was this something that iHeart had intended to do, or is this a very quick reaction that they've made, maybe trying to fend off an Entercom move on the AMP in Detroit?
Well, as I reported earlier in the day on Monday, iHeart registered the domains for Alt 106.7 back on Friday. So there were plans somewhere in the company to make this move, whether it was going to be another HD blocker like New York, or what they're now doing in Orlando with the same thing. They just launched Alt 101.1 HD3 to try to lay claim to the branding there. I don't know if the original plan was to just throw it on HD for the same purpose. But then at 9:23 p.m., 9:24, they make the format change late last night, which nobody changed. That's just as bad as changing format at midnight. When no one's listening, no one's going to be there to hear it. That's, we're rushing to get this on, not because we have a plan. We want all the listeners to hear the launch right as it goes.
Okay, so as far as alt goes, you and I have certainly had some differences in our speculation about how many more launches there are yet to come. We've differed in particular about Boston. I still think it could possibly happen there. You think that it probably will not happen, at least right away, at Entercom, because Beasley is already in the alt space with their 92.9 WBOS. Are we in general seeing a rush toward this format now around the country?
I think there'll be a few other markets where we do see launches, but for the most part now, the format that has been claimed in a lot of these PPM markets, I believe San Antonio is now the largest market without an alternative station, after 103.3, the app, Alpha Media's translator, flipped earlier this year because the translator didn't hit the right parts of town where the audience was. It just wasn't a strong enough signal. But there's still a few markets now. iHeart has alt translators staking claim in places like Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Raleigh. In Raleigh in particular, it gets very good ratings for a translator. It's in the two shares for the most part. Do they now look to find a Class C signal they can put it on as this branding explodes across the country? Or are they content just laying claim to it, having it as part of their network to sell for marketing across the country, to sell for concert events across the country, to sell to ad buyers across the country? That'll be the next step to watch.
And now, Chicago, welcome to a brand new sound. Welcome home to the new 104.3 Jams. Chicago's number one for throwbacks and commercial free.
So we know that one group's hot fad format of the moment can be another one's old news, and we saw that very vividly this week in the case of the throwback R&B format, where just as Entercom was launching it on 104.3 Jams in Chicago, down the road a couple hours in Indianapolis, Radio 1, which had made big headlines on their 93.9 in Indianapolis when they launched it a few years ago, all of a sudden that station, which had gone from nowhere to the top of the ratings and then settled way back down, that abruptly flipped to Christmas music and probably isn't coming back to the format. So what is going on now with this throwback R&B format?
Well, every station has a in that format seems to have a time frame on it. Obviously, Entercom with Chicago potentially sees the ability down the road to evolve it into something else. We've seen some of the classic hip-hop stations go current again. We've seen some that have just broadened out their music and just become more of a broader 90s-based gold format. Then others like Boston and Seattle, Seattle being owned by Entercom, have pretty much become like a Rhythmicata C. So Chicago, they may see this play, okay, we can get a short-term spike in Chicago with classic hip-hop, get the ratings and revenue up, and then we could determine where what the long-term play is going to be, where we can flank B96 with something else on the rhythmic side to compete against iHeart's combination of WGCI and WVAZ.
All right, so for me, everything always in the end kind of comes back to Boston, at least for now. If we don't expect another flip to alt necessarily, there is still clearly some overlap that a lot of people think has to be addressed between Mix 104.1, which is the hot AC that Entercom inherited from CBS, and then Magic 106.7, which is the AC that Entercom got as part of this deal with Beasley to swap off the sports hub. They've got a little bit of time to play with this right now because Magic has gone into its traditional all-Christmas mode and it'll stay there for another month and change. But there is lots of informed speculation and not all of it agrees. I'm hearing a lot of very smart people on a lot of different sides of this issue. Some of them saying, yeah, they're going to have to do something about Mix to address the overlap with Magic. Some people saying, no, the two of them can get along just fine. Some people saying, well, wait a minute, Amp has to play into this somehow. That's not doing well for Entercom in Boston. Lots of speculation about how those music formats are going to be resolved as Entercom gets settled in there. What's your analysis?
I look at it to what iHeart has in Los Angeles, and even to a lesser extent in New York. In Los Angeles, they have their mainstream AC, Coast 103.5, which is pretty much equivalent to Magic. They have their hot AC, My 104.3 My FM, whichever it's called today, which is their equivalent of Mix. And then they have Kiss FM, which is their much better programmed version of Amp Radio. New York, basically each serves a different demographic for sales. Coast is probably leaning more 25, is probably more of a 35 plus, except during Christmas when it becomes the mass appeal station for the entire market. My FM is pretty much probably more in that 18 to 49 demo, and Kiss is probably more in the 18 to 44s focus. They could do the exact same thing in Boston if Entercom wishes, just tweaking the music to maybe give each station a little more of a lane. Maybe Amp goes a little more rhythmic to compete against Jammin' 94.5 and Hot 96.9 more than Kiss 108 directly. Maybe Mix becomes the Kiss 108 direct competitor head-on, and Magic has that whole AC lane to itself. Or Magic can go a little more gold where it's giving its former sister station WROR some competition.
Yeah, certainly so many different directions that all of this competition can go in. I think we probably haven't talked enough about iHeart and their competitive situation in Boston. You know, the urban formats in Boston had long been thought of as sort of not fertile ground, as that being the wrong market for urban. And then in recent years, everybody's done pretty well with it. Now iHeart all of a sudden is establishing itself between the 97.7 R&B WKAF that they're inheriting from Entercom and their own Jammin' 94.5, which has been sort of the institution in the format, plus Kiss 108. There are a lot of directions now that iHeart potentially can go in. And then Beasley, too, with 96.9, with their hot station. Where is this urban format headed in Boston? Who can do what now?
I don't think there's going to be a drastic change at any of these stations. I think it's just going to be tweaks to fit into each company's cluster strategies and then to attack the competition.
Agreed.
I'd be very, very surprised if there was a format change at Mix. Maybe Amp, which is doing slightly worse in the ratings, and I don't know, have the revenues available, they can do something where if maybe they see, okay, we don't have WZLX as a sister station anymore. Between ZLX and ROR, there's a lot of audience for classic rock in the market right now. Do we try to squeeze in another classic rock station to try to go head on with ZLX to flank WAAF as a sister station and then try to push WROR more towards a pop classic hits and to help Magic now as its competitor?
Okay, let's talk about facilities, too, because it's not just Boston. Tom Taylor, in his column, has raised the question of what is Entercom going to do about the facilities that it's inherited from CBS in Philadelphia. Right now, it's got stations in a bunch of different places. It's got the former Beasley stations out in Bala. It's got WIP that is downtown along with WPHT in Center City in one leased space. And then KYW eventually is going to have to move out of the space that it shares with KYW-TV that CBS controls. Tom is speculating that Entercom is going to try to create a new facility, maybe somewhere in Center City, where they can also put their corporate headquarters as well as the studios for all of their stations. And of course, then on top of that, they still have room potentially to add one more FM in Philadelphia, because without being co-owned with TV, there is room for another FM under the cap for them.
Right, but I don't think there's any standalones available in the market at this point. Maybe down the line there's another swap somewhere where one of the competitors is willing to hand off one of their stations in Philly to grow somewhere else, but that's a whole other line of speculation for another day.
Okay, one more thing about Entercom here that certainly at least caught my interest is that in its first few days in control of the CBS stations, they're making some big noise about actually making some changes in the way in which they do radio. They said they're going to really pull back dramatically on just trying to fill up spot load for the sake of revenue production. They're not going to try to give away spots cheaply. And in particular, they're also going to try to chop down on the amount of spot load they carry per hour, which is a pretty bold statement right now for a radio group to make. Did we see that coming?
I didn't see it coming, but at the same time, Entercom came in with a plan, which you don't see a lot with a lot of these radio mergers going back over the last two decades. Lou Dickey did not have a plan when he bought Susquehanna. He did not have a plan when he bought Citadel. He just thought by being bigger, they'd have a better company. As iHeart grew and grew and grew to what it became now, there really wasn't a plan other than to grow. Entercom is coming in with a strategy. This is what we want to be in each market across the country, how we're going to get there, and what our brand means. And that is very refreshing to see from any radio operator these days.
Okay, Lance Venta, hopefully we can all get off of the sort of moment-by-moment format change watch that we have been on for the last month or so now, and relax and enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. I think we're at least in the calm until the day after Christmas format change rush.
Of course, you can find all of Lance's reporting moment-to-moment on radioinsight.com. And, of course, you can find my reporting on Feibusch.com. Northeast Radio Watch does not take a holiday break. We will be right back with another new edition on Monday, plus a new tower site of the week on Friday. We will be taking you up and down the highways of southern Ontario, catching up on some sites that we haven't visited in a while. And TopHour.com also filling it up with lots of IDs from our travel over the summer through Kansas City. That's what's new on TopHour.com this week. Again, a reminder that the Top of the Tower podcast is brought to you by Feibusch Media. We are here to help make your signals better, whether that is signal brokerage, whether it is trying to help you get a translator on the air or improving your existing signal. Reach out to us at FeibuschMedia.com. And don't forget to pick up your Tower Site Calendar 2018. It is back from the printer, it is shipping, and in fact, our limited signed edition is almost sold out. So grab that now at the store at Feibusch.com. That is it for the Top of the Tower podcast this week. We are back next week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner if you're on the U.S. side of the border, and we will see you right back here next Wednesday.